Hey everyone, welcome back. I've been watching the Bitcoin market closely lately, and there's been a really noticeable shift in how short-term holders are behaving. We're talking about those investors who have been holding for less than 155 days, and honestly, their recent moves have been pretty telling.
Yeah, it's been quite a whirlwind. In just a matter of days, these traders dumped over 10,000 Bitcoin. We're looking at roughly $770 million sold at a loss. It's a serious amount of capital leaving the market quickly, and it's definitely caught everyone's attention.
It really does signal a growing sense of caution, doesn't it? There's just not much confidence right now for an immediate bounce back, and that's adding measurable downward pressure. But what's fascinating to me is that this kind of rapid capitulation often points to maximum pessimism. Historically, those exact moments are what precede big structural turnarounds.
That's a fair point, and it ties directly into what multiple analysts are forecasting now, a potential correction down to the $65,000 level. This target isn't pulled out of thin air. It's a historically significant zone that has repeatedly acted as both support and resistance. The call is backed by solid technical indicators like chart patterns and volume profiles, plus broader macroeconomic uncertainties around regulatory shifts and interest rate expectations.
And I think that's where the psychology really comes into play. When the fear of losing more outweighs the hope of a recovery, investors just break their natural attachment to the asset and exit. For short-term traders, locking in those losses feels like the safer bet rather than risking a deeper drawdown. It creates this self-reinforcing cycle of bearish sentiment, but as I mentioned, history is on our side.
Exactly. Psychologically, it's a classic dynamic, but from a market structure perspective, it's actually quite healthy in the long run. That $770 million sell-off is effectively redistributing Bitcoin from less resilient traders to stronger, long-term holders. That kind of transfer typically strengthens the asset's foundation and actually reduces future volatility.
So, where do we go from here? I think market participants really need to keep a close eye on that $65,000 threshold. It's going to be a critical test of conviction. If we see a decisive break below it, we could easily trigger further downside, potentially exposing the $60,000 region or even lower.
And we can't ignore the ripple effects. Sharp price movements around those key levels tend to amplify volatility in the derivative markets. That significantly increases the risk of cascading liquidation in futures and options positions, which can really accelerate moves in either direction. On the flip side, a successful bounce from $65,000 would likely indicate that selling pressure has exhausted and institutional or long-term buyers are stepping in.
That's exactly why disciplined risk management is so crucial right now. Bitcoin's inherent volatility is on full display. For the short-term traders out there, I'd strongly advise against making emotional decisions. Wait for clearer technical confirmation that a market bottom is actually forming before jumping back in.
I completely agree. But for long-term investors, this period of weakness might actually present a strategic accumulation opportunity, as long as it aligns with their personal risk tolerance and investment timeline. Ultimately, while near-term forecasts point to potential declines, history shows us that these periods of short-term capitulation often lay the groundwork for future rallies.
Couldn't have said it better. Success in this environment really comes down to staying informed, sticking to a predefined strategy, and keeping your perspective sharp enough to separate temporary market noise from long-term value. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.